agency.
This is Shima. How can I help you?
Yes, how you doing? I was calling about, I had put an application in, and I was calling to see who would I talk to.
Sure. So application for home care services?
It was for housekeeping and laundry.
Yeah, all right. So we can help you. Is it for yourself?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have Medicaid?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have the ID handy so we can take a look?
No.
You don't have?
No, ma'am.
I could check with your date of birth and social if you don't have the ID.
9/28/1985.
Wait, you said 9/28/1985?
Yes.
Okay. Social?
And 4/9/8/90/82/17.
217, missing one digit.
4/9/8/90/82/17.
Oh, 90. 8217. Okay, your name is Marcus R. Carter?
Yes.
Okay, great. So I was able to pull up your Medicaid ID. I used to let the address on the file, 4245 Forest Park Avenue in St. Louis?
Yes.
Okay, this is the first time you're applying for home care?
Yes.
Oh, okay, no problem. So do you have a caregiver, like a family member that would be your caregiver? Or do you want our help finding a caregiver?
Yeah, I have a family member.
Oh, you do have. Okay, great. So let me get the information, and then I'll be able to, we'll call the state so we can start with the assessment.
Yes, I was applying for the job, not for the home health care.
What do you mean? You just said that you need help with laundry and then whatever you just said.
No, I was saying they say on the line, they said you always hiring for laundry and housekeeping.
I asked if you need help, right? So you said yes.
Right. You're right. I was talking about the application.
So you want to work for someone?
I want, yeah.
So, but then I asked